In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Action recorded, as video has been around for over 100 years, even though the very first film was only about 2 seconds long. Those very short and silent films have evolved over the decades to the epic adventures and dramatic tales that we know and love so well today. In order to entice viewers to spend their money on such films, the industry teases the films that are created. Before a motion picture, you can, of course, see several teasers or trailers for upcoming movies. Now, these bits of the film do indeed spoil some of the movie in order to intrigue potential audiences. And when you are watching or listening to reviews of whole movies or TV shows, you will likely see or hear this warning: major spoilers ahead. In order to more fully talk about the movie or the show, the reviewers discuss everything, including the ending. Not much else is left to the imagination. To be sure, Peter, John, and James were treated to quite the spectacle in today's gospel text. They witnessed their longtime teacher, their master, their friend, change in appearance instantly. His normal clothing was shining as a dazzling white. Two men now appeared with Jesus, talking with him upon that mountaintop. They were Moses and Elijah. They also appeared in great glory, dazzling in their appearance. They were talking with Jesus about his exodus, his departure. As Moses and Elijah were going to leave Jesus' presence, Peter offered up an opinion that indeed perhaps he could build 3 tabernacles for them, hoping that they could enjoy the time a bit longer. But while he was doing so, a cloud overshadowed the entire mountaintop. Peter, James, and John were afraid as they entered into this cloud, or as the cloud overshadowed them, likely connecting this experience with those from God's Old Testament epiphanies. And sure enough, a voice boomed forth from the cloud, announcing that this Jesus standing before them is his Son, the chosen one, the anointed one, the Christ. The 3 disciples then were commanded by God himself to listen to Jesus. Such an event, in and of itself, is truly monumental, huge in its significance. About 8 days prior to this event, Peter had confessed Jesus, that same Jesus, as the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus then proceeded to inform his disciples exactly what that meant, that he must go to Jerusalem, he must be rejected by their own religious leaders, that he must suffer at their hands, be killed, but even be raised from the dead 3 days later. Jesus told some of his disciples following that some of them would not die themselves until they had seen the kingdom of God with their own eyes. And sure enough, Peter, James, and John bore witness to that kingdom of God made manifest in Jesus' own transfiguration. They beheld that wondrous spectacle with their own physical eyes. Their Jesus, their teacher, their master, radiant with the fullness of God's glory. Moses and Elijah, the 2 most prominent figures that those disciples could think of, were there talking with Jesus. That topic of discussion was Jesus' own departure, his exodus coming up from Jerusalem. And the Greek word there for departure is the same word that gets used to translate the exodus from the Old Testament into the Greek, the Hebrews, leaving slavery in Egypt by God's deliverance. So So Jesus was about to do the very same work indeed, to ensure the exodus of all mankind from slavery to sin. And so Peter offered to construct three tabernacles for those three holiest of men. Peter would have known that God's glory did dwell in the tabernacle throughout the Israelites' wanderings in the Old Testament. And perhaps we may even argue that he was offering such a place once more for the men before him, except that, of course, Luke tells us he did not know what he said. But finally, a true theophany does round out the entire experience. God the Father himself made it abundantly clear that this mortal Jesus standing before them was also his eternally begotten Son. God the Father, who had revealed this very truth to Peter before, allowing Peter to make his great confession of Jesus as the Christ, manifested this truth once again. There should be no room for doubt whatsoever that Jesus is fully God and fully man, and all that that includes. What a morale booster that must have been for these three disciples of Jesus with all that they were about to experience in the days and weeks ahead. Peter, John, and James, they could certainly have this very vision of Jesus' transfiguration in their memory banks as Jesus would be arrested by the Sanhedrin, falsely accused as a traitor for the people of against the nation of Israel, unjustly beaten within inches of his life, violently nailed to a cross. Sadly, these ominous abuses of Jesus clouded out those memories of the disciples. James is nowhere to be found at Jesus' crucifixion. Peter actually denies that he knows Jesus three times, rounding out the completion act. And John is glimpsed, but only for a moment, with Jesus' mother Mary at the cross some point before Jesus dies. At Jesus' transfiguration, it was so clear to see those disciples had received a very major spoiler of what was to come. Jesus, as the true and full God-man, could not possibly ever be defeated. But even if he were to suffer and die, as he himself had predicted, that could not be the end. For God's plan of salvation, they must know. These disciples most certainly could have easily known the outcome long before it ever took place. Yet they still fell away. Even though you may know spoilers going into a movie or a TV show, you can still be caught up in the moment and forget exactly what is going to happen. And even if you have seen the movie, the show before, or read the book before, the same old suspenseful parts can still put you on the edge of your seat. Yes, even we as sinners who know the full story of what is going to happen with Jesus, truth of the gospel itself, we still put our faith and trust outside of God's holy word. For every sin that you and I commit in thought, word, or deed is an act of rebellion against God's sovereignty over us. We act as though we know what is best, violating God's authority. And so we cannot fault the disciples of Jesus too harshly for their failures, for they did not know exactly what would happen. But we do. So what is our excuse? And as we wind down this season of Epiphany and wade into the time of Lent, the transfiguration of our Lord gives us a major spoiler for what lies ahead. Jesus has already predicted his coming death and his resurrection. The fullness of Jesus' glory as God's only begotten Son was manifested completely on that mountaintop. The penitential season of Lent is thus bookended by the transfiguration of Jesus on this end and the resurrection of Jesus on the far end. You can enter then this 40-day journey ahead in full confidence of the outcome. You are able to fully invest yourself in meditation upon the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a baptized child of God, covered by the righteousness of Jesus, you can indeed fully and freely confess all of your sins, holding nothing back, knowing that this outcome is secure, that you already stand forgiven because of Jesus and are announced as such again. This is what God desires for you, His dear children. He wants you to be at peace, completely in this life, to be confident that you are His forever. This then leads us to one final spoiler. You know the outcome of the story of Jesus. You know that He will, of course, give up His life for you upon the cross. And you know that He will rise again in glory on that third day. And you know that He will come again in that same glory on the last day. And in His transfiguration, our Lord Jesus also there gives you a penetrating look into your own future. Christ's transfiguration is your transfiguration. No, you will not be God for sure, but you will be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you will be raised from the dead, imperishable. You will be given a most glorious body, like that of Jesus Himself. And you too shall converse with Moses and Elijah and with all the saints on high. And God the Father will announce you as His beloved Son, for you bear His Son's mark upon you already in this great earthly life. For you are those who are redeemed by Christ the crucified. Your future eternally is secure, and it awaits you in Jesus. Amen. The peace that passes all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds eternally in Christ Jesus, now and always. Amen.